It's Port Huron's only local morning talk show. Back to Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it is Tuesday morning. It was a rough day on Wall Street yesterday. Is it fair to say that it was the worst market plunge ever? It depends on how you look at it. It depends on your perspective. Joining us right now from ABC News, Daria Albinger. Daria, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
How bad was it?
It was bad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as bad as it could have been. I mean, let's look at it this way. I mean, it was a huge point drop. But when it comes to terms of percentage loss, it was not anywhere near the biggest. It was a 4.6% percentage loss yesterday. Now, let's compare that to September 17th of 2001, where the Dow lost 685 points in a day. That was a 7.1% percentage loss. Or September 29th of 2008, when the Dow fell 778, that was a 7-point percentage loss. Now, what can we learn from this is that in 2001, we were trading at a much lower level than we are now, and in 2008, not as much lower as we were in 2001, but we weren't trading above 24,000 like we are right now. So when you're trading at a higher level, you're going to see drops that are bigger because more shares are being traded.
There was a particular point in time yesterday afternoon when things really started to take a downward turn, maybe mid-afternoon or so. Was there any one thing that caused that?
There was a lot of things that caused it. I mean, we had a new Fed chair. There's worries about inflation. There's worries about interest rate hikes. There could have been some problems with the algorithmic trading. I mean, there are people that are saying, you know, we saw a little bit of what we saw, you know, a few years ago when the Dow plunged 900 points. There are worries that the market's just growing too quickly, that it's an artificial run-up in the market, and that when you see that, you're going to see the markets find their own balance, and that's when you move into correction territory.
Right. So I guess we always look to the next day to see, well, what's the market going to do in reaction to what happened yesterday? Any indication as to what's going to happen today?
Well, if you look at what the foreign markets did overnight, it was not a good night, especially for the Nikkei in Japan. That closed down for its worst session since 2016. The futures are down. They have been down as much as 800. It's not nearly that bad right now. But we did just see the futures drop from, like, down 118 to about down 180 in the last couple of minutes. That's not encouraging. But then again, this may not be something that's going to, you know, continue for more than another session or two. We just don't know until trading begins.
Now, the stock market can't continue to go up forever, can it?
No, it can't. I mean, you have to remember when you invest in the markets, unless you're a day trader, unless you're doing this professionally, you're probably doing this, you know, not in terms of weeks or months, but probably for years. And you're going to see the markets go up, and you're going to see them go down. And this is just one of those times where, you know, you just got to take a step back, take a breath, and say, okay, it's going to be okay in the long run.
Well, we sure hope so, Daria. We appreciate
you. Don't we, though?
What's that?
So don't we, though?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we appreciate your insight. Thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Daria Albinger from ABC News. She watches money very closely there. She's a correspondent in New York on Wall Street, and we'll be watching today to see what happens throughout the day. It's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know that you can count on the likes of the Bloomberg Market Minute hourly, and then, of course, the Bloomberg show from 1 until 3 this afternoon. They will be right on top of everything going on Wall Street, so we'll have you covered with that and ABC News throughout the day here on WPHM.